News Talk ZB, it is now 5:15. Well, the battle between sex workers on residential Christchurch streets and residents is continuing as residents are taking, or they're going to the High Court. Residents north of Beeley Ave want a bylaw that would outlaw prostitutes working in front of their homes. But police and council staff are recommending against it, saying it would be too hard to enforce. Resident Matt Bonas says the authorities aren't taking responsibility.
I get the feeling, and so do the residents, that it's just been put in the too hard basket. We're beyond frustrated and beyond angry. We've had over 6 years, we've tried every possible alternative.
And former sex worker Ash says the industry should operate only in brothels for a number of reasons.
Safety for themselves, safety for the community with the where they do work on the streets. It'll stop all the crime with all the drug dealing.
And with me now is Catherine Healy, who is the coordinator of the Prostitutes Collective in Christchurch. And good to talk to you, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What do you make of the situation?
Well, we've got a great deal of sympathy with the residents and, you know, the noise that a few sex workers have been making. I mean, obviously it's unacceptable to us as well. But we don't support a change to the regulations. We know historically that we used to be pursued by the police that arrest us, and we'd be taken to court and charged $200. We'd go back to the same streets and carry on working, you know, to make a living. So that situation, you know, if they go down the bylaw track, and obviously the council and the police are not wanting to pursue that, but if they continue to try and get that sort of outcome through the High Court, we know it's doomed to fail. We think, you know, the better approach, and it's patience, everyone. I mean, sex workers in Christchurch moved north of Beeley after the earthquake, and certainly, you know, the conditions are improving a lot. The roadworks that have been on Manchester Street, for example, have been an impediment to people moving south. But things are improving all the time, and we believe that the number of sex workers who are out there causing problems have, you know, that they're few in number, and a lot of the sex workers have moved further away from the residential area. We hope too that, you know, with the organisations who work directly with the sex workers, ours and the Salvation Army and the youth cultural development teams, you know, that with our persuasiveness, that, you know, people, the sex workers, are listening to reason, and they're a part of these communities as well. Like, there are people in the neighbourhood who say, look, thank goodness, you know, it was a sex worker who witnessed someone trying to break into my car and, you know, let me know about it. So crime,
all right,
was,
yeah,
prevented.
But that's really not, that's a rarity, obviously. But residents have rights, don't they? Do you accept that residents shouldn't have to put up with this out in front of their homes?
They shouldn't have to put up with this. I agree. We're not in disagreement at all with these residents. We want them to keep hammering us, talk to us, bring the complaints through to us, let us know about the descriptions of the sex workers who are doing this so that we can talk to those sex workers and try and appeal to their, you know, to encourage them to be better behaved. I mean, it's not appropriate. We're not in disagreement about that. We're just in disagreement about the effectiveness of introducing or having a legal approach to try and address these behaviours. We concur with the police. We agree that, you know, it just wouldn't work. Wouldn't make a jot of difference.
Former sex worker Ash, you heard saying that the industry should operate only in brothels. I thought that was the intention, actually, of the law when it was changed.
No, the intention of the Act was to, you know, give sex workers control over their own sex work so that, you know, they wouldn't be exploited, etc., and that they would have these options. You know, like we know, for example, that transgendered sex workers, many of whom are street-based sex workers, after the law changed, were able to work for themselves from, you know, residential areas in their own little apartments. They couldn't get work in brothels because the brothels said, look, you know, we don't hire transgender workers. So, you know, there's good reasons why people won't work.
But the council can, if they want to, can't they? I know the police don't want this to happen. They can ban soliciting in residential areas if they want to, can't they?
I'm not the legal head here.
No.
No. I mean, obviously, they, you know, like if they reintroduced soliciting, that would be ultra virus. And I've probably mispronounced that. But, you know, the old legislation that forbade soliciting, you know, the act of offering oneself for the purposes of prostitution in a public place, that was repealed. And so, you know, I imagine you wouldn't be able to reintroduce that.
But there's also a safety issue, isn't there? And I think that's important. It's integral to this whole thing. They shouldn't be on residential streets. I think that's a given. They shouldn't be there. That's unfair on residents. But what about the safety angle? We know the issues that we've had in Christchurch with prostitutes soliciting on the streets.
Yes, and, you know, like the violence, I guess, you know, the perpetrators of the violence weren't the sex workers. So sex workers haven't killed anyone.
No, I know that. I understand that. But the point is they are not safe on the streets.
Yes, and, you know, like indeed we want them to have choices, but it wasn't safe before having a law that could penalise them, that cut off the relationship. That's very important to us, to have a relationship with the police where we can talk to the police and say, look, you know, there's danger out here, help. I mean, ideally, it would be great to have everyone in a safer setting and, you know, that's for sure, you know, indoor sex worker is much, much safer, but there are a number of reasons why people can't, you know, they don't have places where they can take their clients to their living. They might be couch surfing, you know, they might not have a place or they might not be hired.
Yeah, but the thing, you know, Catherine, with respect, the thing, these residents don't care about that. They're just sick of all the stuff going on their lawns and out, you know, kids going to school and all this sort of stuff. It's not on, and somebody needs to act, don't they?
Yes, and I think people are acting, and, you know, and it's very difficult. I mean, if we had the solution, we'd have cities from all over the world, and they do come and look at New Zealand because they recognise that we have a strong legal framework here.
But it looks like the council and the police are just walking away from this.
I think they're drawing on their long experience in this area as we are, and thinking what works and what is most effective, and it's certainly not coming down on the side of a regulatory approach.
Thank you for coming on the program. That is Catherine Healy, who is the Prostitutes Collective. It is now 5:22. Let me tell you about the Good Wine Co, because if you love your Aussie Reds, then listen up, because this could well be one of the best bang for buck Shiraz deals on the market from the Good Wine Co.